I was just reading a very technical document and stopped at a point in that document to call a person and ask a question. And when I hung up the phone and started reading again, there was nothing else to read. I had finished the last sentence of the article before I made the call, but of course I didn't know that. And I had to stop and think. Now, if I'm sighted and I'm looking at the page and I see that there are three paragraphs to go, now there's one paragraph to go, now I'm in the last sentence, I'm going to be thinking about these sentences and paragraphs differently than I was when I read the article not knowing how far I was from the end. Because end things either summarize something, even if it isn't saying that that's what it's going to do, or does something to bring it to a final conclusion, which of course you don't know if you're reading as a person who is blind using a computer and using speech. It's very much like reading a novel. If you can see, and you're reading a novel, and there are several characters in the novel, when they are speaking, each part of what they speak, in quotes, is in a different paragraph, so you know that first Jane is speaking and then Larry is speaking. I don't necessarily know that. Often it's quite obvious, but there have been times when I've been reading along thinking Jane is talking, and I realize that, wait a second, Jane isn't saying anything that makes sense. Oh, there must be a paragraph break there, though, so this must be Larry talking. So I have to go back and rethink what Jane said and what Larry said, because there's been a change that I didn't know about. That's an interesting little sideline to thinking about all the ways that seeing the page, or even seeing the computer screen, makes a difference in what you're reading versus hearing it and hearing it serially, one word at a time, and not knowing where you are on the page. Very interesting.